So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. I don't know what happened to my voice there, it went all high-pitched. Anyway, hope you're well, hope you're surviving 2022. We're going to not talk about this year, we've done 2022. Let's get on to 2023, shall we? Obviously, we're not finished, are we? We've got another 5 weeks to go, and hopefully you're not kind of ramping your business down. We just go quite the opposite. We want to ramp up for December, and we want to hit 2023 with hit the ground running in 2023. That's what I'm trying to say, but not saying it very well. And so what are the things that you could do to help you hit the floor running in 2023? And obviously, we're a digital marketing agency, so let's talk about digital marketing, shall we? So designing your digital marketing strategy for 2023, that's what we're going to talk about here. And number one, straight off the bat, and it's kind of like back to front for many people. Most people go to, okay, what content do we want to create? And this is not about creating content just for the sake of creating content. It's about working out what actually do you want your customers to do? And you've got a difference in the type of traffic that you've got, because you've got cold traffic, which people have never heard of you. Then you've got warm traffic, people who kind of know about you, but might not even know what you do. They've just heard of you, obviously going live every so often, obviously putting content out there. So the question is, what do you want them to do? And usually you want them to do different things depending on where they are in the sales cycle and whether they're cold traffic or hot traffic. So for example, in the sales cycle, one of the areas where we want people to join us and get into a conversation, and we offer these 15-minute strategy calls just to get into conversations with people, really, to help them diagnose what the problem is, like what are they trying to achieve? And if we can get those people to get on a call with us right at the start of their journey, right at the start of the sales cycle, we can handle that sales cycle much, much better. We usually close more business that way. But more importantly, the customer actually ends up getting what they really need as opposed to what they're being sold to. And I think this probably separates us from most businesses, because we're not, you know, if a client comes to us and actually we can't help them, or we don't want to help them sometimes, or what they're asking for is either unrealistic or it's just not achievable in the timescales or the price point that we want to do it, we'll actually tell them. We won't just go, yeah, we can do that. It doesn't happen very often, but it can happen. And so we want to get people at the start of their sales cycle so that we can understand exactly what it is that they're wanting to achieve. And you should be wanting to do that as well. Like, whatever it is that you happen to sell, what do you want your customer to do next? Like, what's the first thing that you want them to do? And as I say, this can depend on whether they're warm traffic or cold traffic. So if they're cold traffic, they've never heard of you, you ain't selling a £15,000 consultancy product. Probably not straight off the bat. They've got to get introduced to you. They've got to know you. They've got to like you. They've got to build trust with you. You've got to demonstrate credibility, demonstrate expertise over a long period of time or over a period of time. And this is for cold traffic. So you want to give them something that they can build that trust over a period of time. That's what we call the landing page. And that's why we talk about designing the landing page. But then conversely, you might have somebody who actually already knows who you are. They're warm traffic and they just want to buy right now. And there's no point in warming them up any further, because they're like, no, Dan, you don't understand. I want to sign up now. Let's get going. And it's like, oh, yeah, but just download this free guide. No, I don't want a free guide. I want to sign up. I want to give you some money and start doing what we want, need to get going. And so your landing page has to cover both of those. Your landing page should cover those people who have cold traffic and they need a bit of extra help to build trust, credibility over a period of time with you. And then you want maybe a sales button or a buy now button for those people who are actually ready to pull the trigger and you know, click purchase. And so your landing page has to be designed for both of those options to be feasible on the same landing page. Sometimes if you're running cold traffic, let's just say a Facebook ad, and you're running that to a landing page, it might be that the very first thing you want them to do is actually to understand how your business works, to download, like we give a free Facebook guide, for example. We actually want people to download that first if they don't know who we are. And in downloading that and going through it,
When we then get them on a phone call, one, they're much more likely to buy from us. But two, more importantly than that, they're much more educated about what Facebook ads is actually all about, not what they've heard from their friends or what they see other people doing and that kind of thing. So all of this should be designed properly on your landing page. And the way that most people design a landing page is they just get a load of information, bang it out there, stick it on a landing page and go, you know what, that'll do. That's not how it works in 2022, and it's definitely not how it's going to work in 2023. So you need to be a little bit more or a lot more cerebral about your landing page, which is a fancy way of saying you need to think about it a little bit more. And you know, maybe jump on a call with us and just work through that. Okay, number two then, in terms of designing your digital marketing strategy for 2023, what are you going to need? You're going to need some content. Now, that content can be paid content. So, for example, we run an awareness campaign on our content. And I don't know if I can show you the awareness campaign, actually. I've not actually got it set up. But I wonder if I can add it. Let me just try and add it. This could be interesting, trying to do this live. So we've got a video that we use for brand awareness. And I did mess about with this earlier and I couldn't get the sound to work. So the sound might not work, but let's try it anyway. And okay, let's see if we can get this to actually work. No. Let me transition it. I'll come back to you if I lose you. Oh, hello. I couldn't make it work because the other sound overplays it. But anyway, we've got this David Brent video that we created. And this is one of our awareness campaigns. And it does nothing else, because it runs on Facebook ads. It does nothing else than create awareness that we exist. That is literally it. And that's a piece of content that we created. In fact, I wonder if we can do it this way. Let me delete that one. So we created this piece of content. I'm actually going to show you the content. I'll do it now. It's got no sound on it. But it'll give you a good idea as to the type of content that we actually created. Imagine doing this live, eh? God, live streaming at its very best. So let's transition.
Oh, hello. Yes, it is me. David Brent, the Brentmeister General. Yes, I am famous. And I've just got off a phone call from head office. And they were going, oh, David, you're such a superstar.
I know a better way of doing this. So let me pull up YouTube and we can show you on YouTube what it is. That's a much better way of doing it. Why did I not think of that? So let's go to our YouTube channel. And you'll see the video in a second. Where is it? We can never find stuff when we go live. What's that about? I can't find it. We'll have to, I'll show you another time. But the content that we're creating, so right now we're creating this brand awareness content, and that works very, very well for us. And what we then do, once people land on our website, they then get sent another retargeting advert. And the retargeting advert is for people who've already been on a specific page on the website. And this one here, let's see if I can find it. I can't find it, I'll give up. So we run people to a Facebook ad for brand awareness, and then we send them to another advert, depending on which page they've actually been on our website. And that's called a retargeting advert. So we create content. This live stream, for example, is a piece of content. And this live stream is helps us build KLT. It's very relaxed. I'm just dressed in a hoodie and a T-shirt. You know, it's not an office. It's not a slick production. It's none of those things. And it's not designed to be. These live streams are designed to get people to know who we are, to see that we're consistent, that we know what we're doing, that we're experts in our field, to help us build credibility. And if you're not going live in your business, then you're going to struggle. Really, it's 2022 going into 2023, folks. You will need to start going live or create a podcast with just audio. When I first started doing these and creating content in this particular way, I was so nervous about going live. Like, I would never have dreamed, by the way, 6 or 7 years ago, trying to add a video into OBS Studio to try and get it to work. I would never have dreamed of doing that. I just didn't have the confidence. Now, well, whatever. I'm not really fussed about it. We'll try and do all sorts of crazy stuff just to see what's going to work and what doesn't work. We're like, this is who we are. We like to experiment with the technology to see how far we can push it and see what results we can get. That's just who we are. And it demonstrates expertise and credibility that... and also like a level of authenticity that you can't get from a slick production. That's why we don't do slick. as well, I sound like this and look like this. It's just who I am. We can't, you know, we can't fake that to look better. So we just turn up and be who we are. And that's who we are. And people love that and people buy from that. And so when you're creating your content, you don't have to be slick. All your videos shouldn't be polished. That's not what we're about in 2022, going into 2023. We're about getting content out there as much as possible and being able to demonstrate who you are, how you can help people and that kind of thing. But you again, we talked about being cerebral with the landing page. You need to be cerebral with your content as well. And then the part number three here on designing your digital marketing strategy for 2023 is you've got to find a way of distributing the content. So for example, we use Sendable. Let me just see if I can show you Sendable. And we've got so many pieces of content going out. Let's have a look. See if I can show you this. Yeah, I can probably show you this. Okay, so let me share screen two. Here we go. And then let me send this. So this is everything that we've got going out, for example, this week. This month, I should say. That's next month. Let's just break this down into weeks. So it's the 24th today. So this content here, you can't see that on the right-hand side, so let me just put it onto... So from 8 o'clock, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So this is the full day of the week, effectively. Right there, a second screen, right? Yeah, so right there, you can see all our content that's going out. So we schedule, and this is just mine, by the way. On mine, we've got 262 pieces of content scheduled, and so far, scheduled by the entire team, we've got 1,186 pieces of content scheduled, just on my account. Like, think about that, 1,100 and odd pieces of content we've got lined up, ready to go out. Your job should be to, as well as running your job and running your business, is to distribute the content that you create. Now, some of the content we've created is content that we've had from years ago. So, like, sometimes we repurpose some of the content. So some of the stuff that we've actually done, we would reutilize because, let me just pull this up. Oh, no, I won't bother showing you that. We just want to get as much content out as possible on a regular basis because then people can see us constantly. And that's definitely one of the things that you're going to need is to be in front of people. Marketing is really about getting eyeballs on your content. That's pretty much it. You want to be on TV? You can be on TV. It's called YouTube. It's called Facebook. It's called Twitter and LinkedIn. It's TikTok. All these opportunities are available to you and more people are watching YouTube and TikTok and all of that kind of thing than are actually watching TV adverts. In fact, in the olden days, in the 70s and 80s and 90s, the adverts would come on, you get up, you go make a drink of tea. These days, what are people doing when they're watching TV? They're on a mobile phone, digesting content. The content's come off TV. If you want to get into people's heads, you've got to get onto these devices, and that comes from creating content. You've got to get onto podcasts or create your own podcast. This is why we go live. You know, we pull out a podcast from this live, and people download them and listen to them. We have no idea where they listen to them or why they listen to them, but we do know that they do listen to them because every time we push a podcast out, we get a fresh set of downloads coming on. And then finally on this, you've got to see what works. Like, there's a lot of content that you're going to put out there that just doesn't get any engagement. And also that same content actually gets clicks. But nobody likes it and nobody comments on it, but it gets click-throughs. And that's really important to understand. What is the differentiation? Why are people engaging and why are people clicking? They're two separate things. everybody's after engagement. And engagement's great, but not if it, people aren't taking action. Give me clicks any day of the week over engagement. Engagement on your social media posts are about ego. Click-throughs are about revenue. I'll take revenue every single day. And more people, most people are so focused on click-throughs and engagement. Focused on engagement and likes, and they're not interested in how many sales did you make this week? How many sales did you make this month? And this is about you seeing what works and what doesn't. And so, for example, with our own business, we give our clients monthly reports on their social media. So we show them everything that we've done, all the videos and all the images that are created. And then we show them, this is the results of that work. This is how many visitors you've had from Facebook. This is how many people came from Twitter. This is the SEO that we've worked on and so forth. Understanding what works and knowing what doesn't will allow you to create the content that your clients are actually after, and you'll start getting better results from that. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful. Nice little short one today. We'll catch up with you on the next one. And in the meantime, hope you have a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.